Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Test Amud Beis. We're four lines from the bottom. Those words of Tanur Rabbanan. So the Gemara is quoting a Braisa that talks about the halachas of planting trees. So says the Gemara now, Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Echad Anota, Echad Amavrich, Echad Amarkiv, Erev Shviya, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that someone who plants a tree, here we're discussing someone who plants the seeds of a tree or a branch, or replants it, or you bend a vine and insert it into the ground. In these examples, that's what's called mavrich, of layering it over, or you're grafting a branch onto an existing tree. Grafting is you put a hole in the tree and you put in a branch from another tree. This eventually will bear the fruit from which it was taken. That, in the year before Shemitah, needs to be done 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Also, Lo Shana, when that happens, then it's considered a full year has passed. With regards to the halachas of Orla, the Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the time of Orla, and therefore, if you planted it 30 days before, that would be assuming that it's already considered part of year two, that already would start the year two for Orla purposes. We're going to get into this more in a moment, but that's what the Gemara is assuming. The halacha of an Orla is that the Pasuk tells us that Shlosha Shanim, that it has to be for 3 years, that you are not allowed to touch the fruits of a newly planted tree. And then, and the Shana Raviyas, Yakodesh Elulim Hashem, the Pasuk says the 4th year is what's called Netar Ravai. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. We discussed this a little bit at the end of yesterday. And then you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, so they have the dinim of Meisr Shedi. Mutar the Kaiman Vishviyas, it would be permissible to keep them during Shavuos. They don't need to be uprooted. However, pachos m'shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if it is before 30 days less Rosh Hashanah, lo asa Lo Shana, then it's not considered a year as past in regards to Orla. We don't start counting year two for towards the years of Orla. The asur lekayman m'shviyas, and it's asur to preserve these plants during the Shemitah year because they have to be uprooted. So therefore, it's asur to keep them as an isur d'rabbanan because a person violated the din of keeping being mosif achol l'kodesh, and therefore these there have to be uprooted because he violated the din of Shemitah. That would be mid'rabbanan. You'd have to uproot the trees. So now the Gemara says, turning on to the next element now, Yoram and Aleph. The Gemara talks about, according to Rashi, the Bais is talking about a case where you plant, where you're planting 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. These Orla and Vayirs, the fruits are still going to be Asr until the 15th of Shvat. We know which is, that's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. That's what we make a big deal about this in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Chassidim are very into it, making a tish at the Shefa from the Paris. But Be'etzem, the halacha significance of Tu B'Shvat in Shulchan Aruch Chag of you're not allowed to fast also. So it is a day of somewhat of a simcha. But the Iker day is that we say Chag Ilanos. Why is it called Chag Ilanos? Because on the 15th of Shvat is when it's considered the halachic new year for the Peros. So what is the significance of Rosh Hashanah? We'll say that in a moment. Im letzara, im la'orla, orla. In the case of completing a tree of orla, then it's going to be orla. Im la'ravai, ra'ai. In the case of a ravai, it is going to be a ravai. But wait a second. We just said before that 30 days is the ikar time. So what exactly is going on over here? This braisa is a little bit complicated. It leads to a big machlokas rishon how to understand this braisa. We'll give, I think, both interpretations because I think both are very critical understanding it. The first, again, the braisa is telling us that 30 days are considered a full year for the fruit tree. That's regards to the full calendar year. The 30 days would create it as year two for the orla. The braisa is just pointing out that's not fully, that we have to, the braisa is qualifying this. The braisa is telling us that the orla is going to be shortened at the beginning year of the Torah. So therefore, at the end, you still need a full 3 years. So that is being compensated by the fact that it's Tu B'Shvat. So it's still going to be a little bit less time when you do it before Rosh Hashanah. That's the significance of Rosh Hashanah. However, it's not going to end until Tu B'Shvat. So how does that work? So if you plant 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then year one is already going to be the first Rosh Hashanah. Then year two is the second Rosh Hashanah. That's all going to be orla. Year three is going to be also going to be considered a problem for purposes of orla. And then at Tu B'Shvat would then be the beginning of the 4th year, and that would be the halachas of Revai, of Netar Revai. So what happens is, then the year after that, on Tu B'Shvat as well, would now be mutter for you to have your produce. So what happens is, basically, essentially, you gained roughly 7.5 months because that's the time that you would have waited from the previous Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to wait till that next Rosh Hashanah. That would be mutter from the what you gained from planting it 30 days before. So that's the halachic significance of planting it before, and that's how it also intertwines with the halachas of Tu B'Shvat. You gained 7.5 months both in the halachas of Netar Avai, that would start 7 months earlier, and then following that, obviously the year of Orla, the year of when your peros are now permitted, the year after the fourth year, now the fifth year, you are now mutter to have your peros. That would be if it's planted after 30 days. If it's planted before 30 days, then what happens is basically Orla basically extends the entire year until the end of that, following that fifth Rosh Hashanah. That would be the halacha according, that's how it comes out according to Rashi, the Rabba, many Rishonim learn like this, according to the Bal Maor, Ritva, Ran, many other Rishonim, they understand a little bit differently, that if you plant 30 days, so then the first Rosh Hashanah, second Rosh Hashanah, and third Rosh Hashanah, everybody agrees it's going to be the same thing. The 15th of Shvat is going to be the lachas of Karen Revai. Then they understand that you're gaining a full year, that after the 15th of Shvat the next year, that would, the entire year, that would help you with regards to the fifth year, that would help you in terms of after, meaning after fourth Rosh Hashanah, before the fifth year of fifth Rosh Hashanah, that would be you're gaining an entire year according to these Rishonim. If you plant it less than a year, then what happens is the halacha of Kerem Revai would be extending for that entire year. So basically, the machlokas is, are you gaining 7.5 months? That's the opinion of Rashi, and those who Dimei, all the Rishonim that follow him, as opposed to the other Rishonim, they're learning you're gaining an entire year when you plant it 30 days before. So generally, again, Orla is generally from Rosh Hashanah, which is pointing out that the days are fundamentally part. We continue, the Tu B'Shvat is going to be fundamentally part of the equation, as we just mentioned, how that is. And Tu B'Shvat, as we know, is a very important, this is actually only a Liba de Bezillah. B'Shamay hold that it's a Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So that's about focus, B'Shamay Zillah. This, obviously, this price would be following the opinion of Beis Hillel. Now, the Gemara asks, Minani Mila, from where do I know that Orla and Revai are going to extend into the fourth and the fifth year? Maybe I would assume that the Rashi points out that the fruits that are coming out before the fifth year of the 15th of Shvat of the fifth year are going to be Orla. So the Gemara says, how do I know this? Amar Rabchia, Amar Biyochanan, Matu Mei B'Shmei Rabbi Riyane, Amar Kad, the Pasuk says, Uvashana Harevi, it's a reference to Orla. It says the next year, the fourth year, that's referring to the Netar Revai that you bring to the Yerushalayim, and that's going to be Asar Vashana Chamish, and it says also in the Lashon of the fifth year. So the fourth year of Orla, and so again, Vashana Chamish is Tochlo is Periyo, the fifth year you should eat its fruit. So what's this referring to? Pa'amim Shabirviyas Adaina Asur Mishum Orla, that the Pasuk says fourth year, sorry, Pashafra was the main Mib, it's going to be potentially, it's going to be the fourth year, it's going to be Netar Vai, but sometimes even the fourth year in the context of the Pasuk is talking about the fruits are fully Asar. How's that possible? That can happen. Pa'amim Shachamish is Adaina Asur Mishum Revai. And sometimes it could be the fifth year, and they're going to be Asr Mitzad Revai. So the word of Uvashana signifies a connection between the fact that it said before that something is going on, what you just said before, what you just said previously. Before we're talking about Orla. So we're telling you that sometimes you're right. The fourth year can really still be Orla, and sometimes even the fifth year could still be what the previous dinner would have been, which is Netar Revai. And that means that that they would be Asr to still eat in a normal context. So this would happen when the fruits are going to come out early, before the 15th of Shvat of the fourth or the fifth year. In those instances, the fruits would remain usher forever as Orla, or the year after, they would remain usher to eat. You'd have to eat the Megiddushah and bring them to Shalim as Netar Avai. So therefore, that's what they're learning out from the Pasuk. The Gemara now says, Lema de lo Karmeya, the Chorot are this Breisa, it's not the opinion of Reverend Meir, because he doesn't consider, the Breisa does not consider less than 30 days an entire Shana, as opposed to Reverend Meir, was going to learn Lachora, the Meir's understanding that even one day is considered a new year. As how do we know this? In a different context, with different halachas, Reverend Meir said that a new year is considered one day. De'amar, de'ir Reverend Meir, because Reverend Meir told us, Ha Amar Yom Echad B'Shanachah, Reverend Meir, in a different context, told us even a single day of year is regarded as a new year with regards to counting of years. This, for a different halachas, we're about to mention, the Breisa tells us, what is that? The Breisa says, "Desane para omar b'tayra stam." How do I know how old is a bull? When it says a bull, you have to bring your marker of a bull. So, what is this bull? How old does it have to be? So, the Gemara, so Rav Meir learns out because ben esrim v'arba chodesh v'yom echad. Everyone agrees it has to be 3 years. Rav Meir understands that it has to be 24 months and one day because that is going into the third year. Div Rav Meir, that is the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Elazar Meir ben esrim v'arba chodesh u'shloshim yom. He also agrees that it needs to be going into the third year. But what's considered going to the third year? Rav Elazar holds it has to be 24 months and 30 days. Only that would be considered the beginning of the third year. So there's a machlokas over here, fundamentally, if it's 30 days or one day, considered going into the third year. And now the Reis just continues, how does Rameir expound what he says? The Reis just points out that Rebbe Lazar would agree to this point. Shayar Meir Omer, to this point, this following Joshua, Rebbe Lazar agrees as well. Komakum Shemar Egel B'Torah Stam. Whenever the Torah says a calf in the Torah, without specifying of Ben Bakar, that it's of cattle, that's referring to Ben Shana. It's referring to specifically a calf which is going to be 1 year. Obviously, it has to be more than 8 days old. That's what the pasuk also says, right? The pasuk tells us, you're not allowed to bring a korban before 7 days, but has sometimes even more than 30 days. But etzem, it has to be up until a year, but after 8 days. So that's going to be the halachas of ben bakar, ben shana. So ben bakar, when the Torah says that they're talking about of cattle, ben shtayim, it's talking about a 2-year-old cattle. So when referring to the korbanos of the 8th day, the pasuk says, kach lecha igel ben bakar lechatas va'ayel le'oila simimim. The pasuk says you take a calf for the cattle and the chatas offering and a ram and a bill, right? The Torah's Kohanim learns from there. Rashi quotes this Rasha from the Torah's Kohanim that we learn out that the lacha of an ayel, it says ayel, that's referring to an animal in its second year. So too does the lacha of an egel ben bakar, that a calf is of cattle, that's lechora talking about an animal which is also in its second year. So this is the source that when it comes to an ayel, we're talking about a ram, that's describing a 2-year-old. From there, we learn out the egel ben bakar is talking about a calf or a sheep in their first year. That's where learning that has to be in their first year. So that's what Rebbe Meir is learning out. So Rebbe Meir is understanding that that a ben bakar is ben shtayim par. When it comes to a bull, it has to be ben shalosh. It has to be 3 years old. Because whenever the Torah says the word par, it's talking about a par ben bakar, first to a 3-year old. So that the Torah's Kohanim learns out that Rebbe Meir rules that this is only the 3 is the minimum age for a par. However, even if they're older, they're still going to be considered a par. But Rebbe Meir says that you shouldn't bring something older than 3 years because it's not fitting to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that according to Rebbe Meir, the par is going to be one that has to be in the third year, and Rebbe Meir holds that even a single day is going to be considered as part of that third year. So then when it comes past the third day, it's going to be considered the third year, it's going to be kosher. Rebbe Lezer holds that you need another 30 days. This is the machlokes Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Meir. So the Gemara now says, we learn in the Braisa that Rebbe Meir understood that even a single day is considered a Shana. Since our Braisa does not go with that, the Gemara was assuming that the Braisa Lechore is not going with the opinion of Rebbe Meir. So the Gemara says, but Afilu Tamer Rebbe Meir, maybe you can argue that the Braisa is in fact following Rebbe Meir. Ki Kamer Rebbe Meir, Yom Echad Kishana Chashu Shana, as Beshov Shana. When did Rebbe Meir assume that a single day is considered a year with regards to the end of a series of years? That the first day of the third year of the par, which is considered the end of the 3 years, that's when he assumes Yom Echad Kishana Chashu Shana, Ava Betchila Shana Lov. When it comes to beginning of the years, it's starting to count the beginning. Rav Meir doesn't discuss that, and maybe Rav Meir would agree that you need 30 days to start counting the sequence of a count beforehand. So the Gemara says, but Amar Rava v'lav kavachomer here, it wouldn't be the kavachomer to dictate that Rav Meir lachora would understand that this would also be a case where you should count the one day as an entire shana, as an end of a sequence should be kavachomer, you should be able to count the beginning. How do I know this? Because nida, man nida, when it comes to lachas of a nida. So it's important to know, there's a fundamental difference between a nida and a zava. Rashi actually makes mention of this because he says people get confused from this Gemara to a lacha that only the kutim follow. We follow the lachas that we view all of the women that we have in Bizman Azeh as not nidas. We view them as a zava. Zava, there's a major difference between a nida and a zava. A nida, for 7 days, she can see blood. She sees blood from the day that she sees. The day that she sees, as long as she sees before Shkia, we're going to mention that right here. As long as she sees before Shkia, 7 days later, as long as she has one half seiktar, she stops seeing blood on 7 days later. That night, the following night, she's allowed to go to the mikvah. That's the halachas of a nida, period. That's how it begins and ends with the nida, that you keep 7 days, and that's it. You have to keep the full 7 days. A zava, fundamental difference, she has to have shiva nikiyam. She has to have 7 clean days. So the additional 5 days is not for an item. That from when she sees, that's just a different point, but Pa'etzim, the 7, besides for just, she has to have a Shiva Nakim, so she has to do Badika every day, she has to check herself, that is the lachas of a Zava, and you wait, from when she sees the period, also you have to wait the Shalosh Onos, you have to wait the 3 days, and then really 4 days, and confusing 5 days, okay, the Ashkenazim Sfaradim, 4 or 5, but Etzim, that is a different lacha that we wait the 5 days, but we see that Nida, it depths the lachas of a Nida, she ain't chlasa olal basofa, so even the beginning, the final day doesn't count as her first 7 days, as we just mentioned out, that when it comes to that the Torah tells you that she has to, it says Shivas Yamim Tiyabin Nasa, that teaches us that she's not allowed to go to the mikvah on the 7th day. She has to wait the full entire 7 days, and then only on at the end of the 7 day period, like the night of the 8th kilu, that's when she's allowed to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, Sof Ayom Olala Betzkalas. So nevertheless, at the end of her first day, that would still be counted as an entire full day. Meaning, as long as she sees, as you said, she sees on day 1, she sees it a minute before the Shkia. On on day one, that is considered full-fledged day one. She can count that as day one, then she only needs 6 more days after that. We consider that a full day. So yet we're so machmir in halachas of nida that you have to wait the entire 7th day that you're not allowed to go to the mikvah, yet she's allowed to count if she sees blood even a minute before shkia as day one. So we see that that would be considered a full day. So that's to be the kal v'chomer, that is considered when it comes to a shana, and when it comes to the case of years, shiyom echad ola l'basofa, when a single day does not count as a full, when a single day does count rather as a series at the end of the series, meaning a number, a set of years, it's going to be considered at the end. Turning on to the next subject now, eino din shiyom echad ola b'tichaso, so it wouldn't be logical that a single day should count as a full year at its beginning. So l'chor Rabbah has a kal v'chomer. I'll just explain in a moment, just to point out again the very important Rashi. Rashi has pointed that this is nida de reisa. However, Rashi points out already, miu achshav echmiru b'nos Yisrael alasim nachzikin rasav ekzivos leton zayin ekiyan below dam ve'en yom shaposekas po'ola l'minyan zayin. For sure the day she stopped seeing blood is not already considered part of the new day, because we need 7 full clean days. That's pashut in the Rashi points that out. He says a lot of people in this mistake, and that's the opinion of the Kusim. The Rashi points out that the Kusim hold like that. We hold that you need a full-fledged 7 Shiva Nikim. That's the point out. That's what the Allah is with Manazah. We don't have Nida de Reisa. That's a revelation. It's a very nice pshat that a woman goes to the mikvah. She says she bought a base of mikdash. Why dafka she davening there when she goes to the mikvah? She bought a base of mikdash. Revelation says because we're hoping that we go back to the normal halachas of nida. We have a lot of extra chumnas, an extra 5 days, and then extra, and then 7 nikim. Really, when it comes to halachas of nida, we're not going to be misbalbal. We're going to know things. Then we're able to keep the nida of 7 days. He's a dafka. Then the woman is davening. Nice pshat. The woman then is davening for yibana base of mikdash. We should have the normal halachas of hilchas nida. So going back to over here. So when it comes to over here, so Rava is pointing out that isn't it logical to assume that a single day should count as a full year at the beginning, because we just showed that when it's more machmir at the end when it comes to Hilchos Nida, and it works in the beginning, so Kol Shekein, when it comes to the end of the count, we assumed that Lechura should also be a Kol Shekein, that according to Rameir, that it would be counted. So then if Rameir understands that the series ending end of year, you should certainly count the beginning, the Orla beginning, counting of Orla should be counted towards the first day, should be counted as a full year. So the Gemara asks, Elamayer, Belazar. So even anyways, the Gemara points out that if you're going to assume that the Braisa is fulfilling the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, who assumes that 30 days is a year, in which case you were counting 30 days, then that's why you need to plant 30 days before the Shemitah. Says the Gemara, now Shloshim v'Shlosha Bay. Rabbi Lazar would assume that the tree planted should be a total of 33 days, not just 30 days, because it takes 3 days to take root, and then 30 days should be the Tesefes Shrias. The tree's Orla count doesn't begin until the tree is rooted in the ground. The 30 days it takes root is not part of the count. The tree has not yet become rooted in the ground. So then you need the 30 days before to assume that you're going to, the extra time to the time to have to include in the taking root in the ground, which is going to be the certain amount of time. The Gemara doesn't see how the Braisa allows 30 days to be enough. It should be 33 days. So the Gemara now says, this none, as we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Shvias that ain't noted you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to let it, we pointed out, that's like layering over, bending the vine, putting it in the ground, or grafting the year before the 7th year. Pachas m'shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, that is less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because any planting would inevitably take place during the Shemitah, and that would be aser. V'im nata v'irech v'hekiv. And if you did anything, so you did plant, you layered it, grafted any of these cases, yakor, you have to uproot it. We pointed out that this is a dinder rabbanan. That person is violating the halachas of Shemitah, so therefore it's a dinder rabbanan. They penalized you, they made a knas, that you would have to get rid of whatever you planted, because we're afraid, and we're getting provinces out, we're afraid that if we're left to leave these plants, and then in the 4th year, you're going to redeem it as revai, and then the person's going to look at, wait a second, you're redeeming it as revai in the 4th year. The 4th year, 4 years ago, was a Shemitah year. How is the guy doing this? It must be that it's mutter to plant. And he's going to think that it's mutter to plant. Certain plantings must be mutter. No plantings are mutter. Mamish and Isser deraisa to plant. When Shemitah is deraisa, then obviously. But so that would be an Isser. So therefore, it's Usser. Divrei Reb Lezer, some of the parentheses, Divrei Reb Lezer, Reb Yehuda Omer, Kol Arkava Sheina Koletes Bo Shloshos Yomim, any grafting which hasn't taken place in 3 days, Koletes will not take hold. The time is needed to graft is not 30 days, only 3 days. That's the opinion of Reb Yehuda. That would be the opinion with everything else also, that it takes root is 3 days according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon, they hold Omrim Shtei Shabbos, it takes 2 weeks. The one who says 30 days, meaning that needs to take root, the Tanakama, Tzarech Shloshim Ushlalosh, that he says you need 33 days. So why do you need that? Because 30 for the tree to take root, and 3 to, and then the Mosev Achol HaKodesh would be the extra 3 days. So the Shemitah year begins at Rosh Hashanah, we pointed out, but still, we have the concept of being Mosev Achol HaKodesh that it applies to the Shemitah, as we pointed out, maybe even the Dinder Reisa for Shemitah, according to the Machol Gesanayim over there. Rav Nachman Tzaniel, in the Mishnah says that taking root during the 7th year, it's usher to be rooted anytime prior to the 7th, for you need to have Mosev Achol HaKodesh. According to Belazar, this period would last 30 days, most of Chol HaKodesh, and that was what you would need besides for the extra 30 days. So therefore, Nachman follows the Rebbe Elazar's opinion. He therefore is understanding that according to the Tanakh of the Mishnah, a minimum of 60 days would be required because you need the 30 days. They understand that you need again. Rebbe Nachman, sorry, I said before, 3 days is for the it's all be there around. 3 days is that it, the plant to take root. The 30 days is Tosefes Shvi'is. That's what Rav Nachman's understanding, that would be the halacha with regards to Tosefes Shvi'is. If I'm not mistaken, Bizban Azeh, we assume that Tosefes Shvi'is, since the only Shvi'is is Darbanan, we do not require Tosefes Shvi'is. So what do we do hold? We do, I think the Poskim are Machmer though for this idea of the 3 days, that since it takes a plant fundamentally 3 days to take root, so then they understand that you should not be planting, at least Lechatchila, I think maybe we make her din, you should not be planting even the Bizman Azeh 3 days, up to 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. So now the Gemara says the Divrei Omer Shlosha, but according to the one who says that it's 3 days, Tzarech Shlosha Ushloshim, you need 33 days. Again, we just pointed out the Divrei Omer Shtei Shavuos. According to the one who says you need 2 weeks, Tzarech Shtei Shavuos Ushloshim. Again, this was the idea of the Tosefes Shvi'is. Basically, he's adding 30 days to all the opinions. If you say 2 weeks, it's 30 days before that. If you say it's a month, then it'll be 30 days before that. It'll be 2 months. If you say 3 days, it'll be 33 days. So we see that a tree needs 30 days to take root. According to fundamentally, the Gemara is assuming that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Is in accordance with the Tanakhama over here. So then the Gemara is assuming that Rebbe Elazar can't hold that the 33 days of a year is a full orly year unless the tree actually came into the ground 60 days before Rosh Hashanah, if he's understanding. But 30 days are the time it takes root because you need Tosefes Shvi'is. Our Braisa understands that just 30 days is enough. So Lechora, the Braisa cannot be the opinion of Rebbe Elazar either. So we're stuck. So the Gemara points out, Inamik Rebbe Yehuda Sirilei, and even if you assume that Rebbe Elazar holds like Rebbe Yehuda, who says that the Mishnah is referring to trees that are only 3 days to take root, and the Braisa still can't be Rebbe Elazar, the Gemara says, Shloshim, Shlosha Ushloshim Vaida, but you would still need 33 days because again, you need Tosefes Shvi'is, and then the 3 days would be the time it takes to have the plant kick in. So the Gemara says that we don't have a Tana of the Braisa based on that. So Ela L'Olam Rebbe Meir. So we're going back. We're assuming that the Braisa really is, in fact, the opinion of Rebbe Meir. V'chika Amar Shlosha, Rebbe Meir says that a tree must take 30 days before Shoshanah. That's for a different halacha. We assumed before that it was talking about the time, the extra Tosefes. Rather, it's talking about L'Klita, it's talking about the period it needed to take hold. The Gemara thought that the Braisa's 30 days was the minimum of days that we regarded as a year. The Gemara is saying that that's not the case. Rather, just simply, in Metzias now, the Gemara is assuming that Rebbe Meir's understanding that it takes 30 days for it to take root. And therefore, 30 days not only for regards to Orla, that would be the halachas for Shemitah as well, that would be the same halacha. So we're assuming that Rebbe Meir understands that you need 30 days to plant it, and you need 30 days for the halachas to be counted for Orla, and that's because that's the time it takes root, not because that's the time that the Be'etzem is considered an entire year. So the Gemara says, Yahachi, but if that's the opinion of Rebbe Meir, Shloshim Ve'echad Bai, why do you need, it should be a full 30 days to be counted, 30 days to count towards the planting to take root, the klita, to take hold, that should be L'chora 31 days. So why is it 30 days? The Gemara answers, Kasavar Yom Shloshim Ola Kana Kana. Rebbe Meir holds that the 30th day can be counted both of the 30th day for the tree to take root, and also of the 30th day of the Orla. You're allowed to count it towards both ends, and therefore that the 30th day you can make it and assume that that's considered as if it fully taken root, and with regards to the lacha of Shemitah and with regards to the lachas of Orla, it could be considered a full 30 days. So now we mentioned before that there's machlokas of Elazar of Meir with regards to the minimum number of days that we counted a year with regards to the animal. So now the Gemara is going to point out that really they understood this in Psukim. Now the Gemara is pointing this out. Amar B'yoychanan, Shneim Mikra Echadarsha, both Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Elazar are learning out from the Psukim we just had in Parshas Noach. The pasuk says after the flood, it was at the year of the 600 years in the first month of the first on the first of the month, the water started drying from the ground. So the lashon is that it's one in 600 years. So are the years from Noah's life. So the first month is referring to the first month of the calendar year. So the flood ended in Noah's 600th year on the 17th day of the second month. That is the going to be when the drying took place, when it finished. That is what happened with regards to the floods. So the Gemara says, "Rameir savar mida akasi yom echad hu da'il b'shana." Rameir's understanding that the fact is that the only a single day that it entered into the 600th and first year, the karei l'shana. Yet the pasuk calls it a year. Shema mina yom echad b'shana chashu shana. Because Rameir's understanding that this was done at the very beginning of the 601st year, the very first day of the first month. whether you're assuming that the first year, we're going to see this in the, at the end of the Almud over here, whether that's Tishrei or Nisan, let's just assume it's Tishrei now, just make it easier because people usually assume that that's the new year. So that was Tishrei. The Pasuk says that they at the year, one ends in 6 year, the Torah says that that's already, that single day is already next, the 600th first year. So that whole, it's, we're calling that 600th first year, even though that's only one day. So the Lechora, one day is considered a whole new year. Rabbi Idach and Rabbi Lazar is going to argue, Iksiv b'sheishmot v'achas shana kedekamas. If the Pasuk says at 601 years, then I would agree with you that the Pasuk is referring to one day as 601 years as an entire year. However, the Pasuk says differently. It says it's written at 1 and 600 years. Shana ashish meoskai, that the years that was referring to the 600 years and not the word one. Accordingly, the pasuk is not referring to the first day of the 600 year. Rather, it's the first as a new, that the new year is coming. Umay achas, what does it mean by one when it says lashon of one? Which Rameir is saying that's an entire new year. Aschalt achas, we're saying the beginning of the 600 first year, but not that it's considered an entire year. Not like Rameir understood. So the Gemara says, now what is Rabbi Lazar? Fine, he disproved the Meir's proof, but how does he learn? The Gemara points out, Rabbi Lazar, my time, what is the opinion of Rabbi Lazar? Tichsiv barishon be'echad lechodesh, the Pasuk says, in the first month, on the first day of the month, mitikasi yom echadu de'ayel b'chodesh, from the fact that it's still only a single day has entered into the first month, v'kakar le'chodesh, yet the Pasuk says that it's called a month, so then, again, it says in the first month, in the first month, it could have said just simply in the first month, on the first. Actually, for Lachodesh, what's this Lachodesh? It's teaching you, Shmaminai, Vekakar Lechodesh, and then Shmamina, Yomecha Bechodesh, Chashuv Chodesh. We learn that a single day in the month is considered an entire month. Umid Yomecha Bechodesh, Chashuv Chodesh, and since a single day of the month is considered a full month, Shloshim Yom, Beshana, Chashuv Mishana, that should follow the 30 days of the year, we'd regard it as a full year. The Chodesh, Illuminiyah, and a month is counted from units of a day, because the Pasuk says, Ad Chodesh Yamin. We see that month are counted by days, and a year is counted by units of a month. As we know, the Pasuk says, the months of the year. So from the fact that that comes out, we see that a single unit of a month is considered a full month. So to a single unit of a year, a 30-day month is considered a full year. Therefore, Rabbi Lazar's understanding that the minimum amount of considered a year is going to be the days of the month. A full day of the month will be 30 days. The lashon of Michlal de Tavayas Rilei Benisan Evra Olam Lachora is problematic because we don't necessarily see a raya that Nisan the Tavayas Rilei that Nisan is greater than the world based on this raya. So the Gemara just leaves it in presence and many take it out. So we will not quote that either, because the Gemara is not about to mention when was the year created. The Gemara says Natanya within the Braisa. Rabbi Lezer says Betishrei Nivra Olam, that the world was created in the month of Tishrei, the 6 days of creation when man was formed as the ikar point of the whole creation, and that was created. We know we that's how we pass. We assume that way when we say Hayom Aras Olam in the Tefillah, we said today is the day where Adam HaRishon was created. Chafei Elul was the day the world was created, the 6 days of Yimei Bereishis, and then on Rosh Hashanah we assume that's when Adam HaRishon was created. B'Tishrei Noldu Avos, and that's why he was judged on that day. That's why it's a day of judgment. We'll get to that. B'Tishrei Noldu Avos, and Avram and Yaakov at least were born in the month of Tishrei. Was about to see that Pesach was Nolad Yisrael, so clearly it meant only Avram and Yaakov were born in Tishrei. B'Tishrei Mesu Avos, and also the Avos died in Tishrei, as we're going to see later. That on Daf Yadav, tomorrow's Daf, we'll see that when a person dies on the day that he's born, that is a siman that his years were complete, that he was a complete person, who was a tzaddik. We'll get to that Bezrashem tomorrow. And still, Pesach Nolad Yitzchak, we know that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah Rachav Aleha. On Rosh Hashanah it was decreed that Sarah is going to have children, Rachel and Chana, all these people who were barren are going to have children. That's how we lay the Pesachim about Sarah being Nifkada and having a child. That's why we lay that on Rosh Hashanah. And also we lay in Chana having the child of Shmuel on Rosh Hashanah as well, as Haftarah. Rosh Hashanah Yatsu Yosef Beis HaSur in Rosh Hashanah, it says that Yosef was taken out of Beis HaSur. And I love Rav Shechter likes to quote the Chassam Sofer's Kasha on this, that we know that the Avos, we assume that even the Shvatim kept the Torah. So it's Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara right here is telling us that Yosef was taken out on Rosh Hashanah. It says Vayigalach Vayichalef Simlo Sav, that it says that he shaved. So how did he shave? How did Yosef HaTzadik shave on Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah, he's not going to shave. So the Chassam Sofer gives a Tarot that covered the Malchus. They were keeping the mitzvahs as the din of mitzvah ve'ena osa, that they didn't mitzvah ve'osa, that they're not commanded to do mitzvahs, they're voluntarily doing all the mitzvahs. But kavod ha'malchus, Chassam Sofer understands, that was a din deraisa even for them, that was applicable for them to keep kavod ha'malchus, therefore Yosef had the right to shave in honor of kavod ha'malchus to go see Parah. I asked the Shaila to Rav Nevatel without mentioning the Chassam Sofer, just asked the Shaila. Rav Nevatel says he did it, it was a Torah mitzvah, as a shus to shus, malka mitzvah, he was having the nachas. Nachri, or maybe not in the Shvus, Makom Mitzvah. He did a Nachri, he had a non-Jew do it for him. The non-Jew was the one who was shaving him, and the Makom Mitzvah, you'd allow him to do Amir al-Akum, to be Mekel, to go see the king. Very interesting teretz for what happened over there. Now, either way, the Gemara now ends up, we'll just finish this point. Rosh Hashanah, Batla, Avodah Mevasinim Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah, that's also when, that's when the 6 months prior to the actual redemption that happened in Nisan, already the Jews stopped working for the Mitzrayim in Egypt. Benisan Igalo, and then at Nisan we know that's when we're redeemed. And Betishrei Asin Igalo, it's a lot of Torah. This, what does this mean? Betishrei Asin Igalo, but Be'etzem, that the final redemption will happen in Tishrei. And that's what we're waiting. We're yearning for Be'ez Hashem for that Tishrei. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua's understanding that Nisan Ivra Olam will pick up with that in tomorrow's daf.